WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jackson Rhee here, and welcome back to the Motivation Spark. Ever feel like your phone has a gravitational pull on you? Like it's this tiny little black hole sucking up all your time and attention? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We can do something about it. Today we're diving into the fascinating world of technology use and how to manage it in a way that actually benefits our mental well-being. Because let's be real, in today's hyper-connected world, it's more important than ever to find that sweet spot where technology enhances our lives without hijacking them. So, buckle up, my friends, because we're about to unpack 5 game-changing strategies to reclaim your mental space and build a healthier relationship with your devices. First things first. Awareness is key. You got to know where you stand before you can make any changes. Take a good hard look at your daily tech use. When do you reach for your phone? What apps are sucking up the most time? You know, that sneaky scroll through social media that feels like it lasts 5 minutes but somehow it turns into an hour. Be honest with yourself. This isn't about judgment, it's about understanding your patterns. Second, set those boundaries. It's like having a personal assistant for your attention. You decide where and when technology is allowed in your life. Turn off notifications for non-essential apps. Create tech-free zones or bedroom, the dinner table places, where you can truly disconnect and be present. Think of it like this. Your phone is a tool, not your boss. Third, schedule those digital detox breaks. Ever feel like you're running on empty, constantly plugged in but somehow depleted? That's when a little detox can work wonders. Take a few hours or even a whole day to unplug and recharge. Go for a walk, read a book, spend time with loved ones, anything that allows your mind to truly rest. You'll come back feeling refreshed and more focused than ever before. Fourth, find fulfilling alternatives. Instead of endlessly scrolling, explore new hobbies, connect with friends face-to-face, or immerse yourself in a good book. Remember, life is meant to be lived, not just observed through a screen. Fill your days with activities that bring you joy and genuine connection. And finally, remember self-compassion. We're all human, and sometimes those tech boundaries can feel like they're made of jelly. Don't beat yourself up if you slip up, just gently redirect your attention and get back on track. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom juggling work, kids, and household responsibilities. She was constantly glued to her phone, feeling overwhelmed by notifications and the constant pressure to stay connected. One day, she decided to implement some of these strategies, set boundaries around social media use, schedule tech-free mornings with her family, and discovered a love for gardening. Sarah noticed a significant difference. She felt less stressed, more present, and even happier. She had reclaimed her time and attention, leading to a more fulfilling life. So there you have it. 5 actionable strategies to manage your technology use and nurture your mental well-being. Remember, the key is to be mindful, set boundaries, prioritize real-life connections, and practice self-compassion. You've got this. Take what resonates with you from today's episode, implement it in your own life, and let me know how it goes. Share your experiences on social media using the hashtag #motivationspark. And remember, keep that spark alive one little action at a time. Until next time, stay motivated, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.